Anyone who's traveled from Green Bay to Madison for a Badgers game or from Madison to Green Bay for a Packers game has likely driven through the village of Rosendale. WPR's Joe Schultz brings us this story about the small town of about 1,000 people that has a decades-long reputation for being a speed trap.
Rows of colorful t-shirts are stacked on a shelf at Blumke's Food Mart in Rosendale. They read, "Rosendale, just the ticket," with a picture of a police car. Emma Jean Westfall owns the store with her family. She says the store has been selling the shirts since the 1990s.
You have something good and you say, "Hey, this is just the ticket." And so what it says on them is Rosendale, just the ticket. But then the negative part is that there's a police car on the t-shirt. So that gives you the idea, okay, you got a ticket.
Now, Westfall says it's one of the store's better selling t-shirts.
Usually the person who gets the ticket doesn't buy it. Somebody buys it as a joke and gives it to them and go, "Ha ha, you got a ticket."
Well, the shirts are a moneymaker. She says she doesn't agree with the idea that Rosendale is a speed trap. Rosendale Police Chief Anthony Liebenau also disagrees with the reputation. He says the town sees between 15 to 16,000 vehicles come through a day. State Highway 26 connects US 151 and I-41. It goes right through the town's main street and past a school.
The reason we stop for the speeds is for the safety of the schools, the residents, and even other drivers that are on the road. The data that we have shows that the average speed of these vehicles are 47.5 miles per hour in a posted 30 mile per hour zone.
But for those who have been pulled over in Rosendale, the experience sticks with them. Stoughton resident Levi Fonce received a speeding ticket in 2021.
As I was going through, I knew Rosendale was a speeding trap and usually was pretty careful. That day, I was less careful.
He says he was driving from Whitewater to Green Bay to visit his parents on his birthday.
I was secretly hoping he'd let me off easy since it was my birthday, but he didn't, which, you know, fair enough. Not like get a free crime on your birthday or anything.
Sun Prairie resident Greg Femel was ticketed in Rosendale over a decade ago.
Moral of the story is you just watch your speed. You don't exceed whatever the posted speed is, and you don't accelerate until you're totally out of Rosendale.
And fellow Sun Prairie resident Angie Nichols got a ticket in 2008.
All these years later, I never drive through Rosendale. I will not. I always go around it. Always, always, always.
All three admitted to exceeding the speed limit by about 10 miles per hour. Rosendale Village Board President Kurt Karamanidis says he feels the community's reputation as a speed trap is unfair. He says it's important for law enforcement to take speeding seriously.
People really like the fact that it keeps kids safer and just residents safer. You're walking your dog, you know, whatever the case may be, backing out on the highway. You don't want people going 40, 50 miles an hour.
Many people across the state have their own stories about being pulled over in Rosendale. But Emma Jean Westfall, the convenience store owner, says she wishes the community was known for its good schools and peonies.
Way back, Governor Knowles declared Rosendale as the peony capital of Wisconsin. So I'd kind of like it to be known for peonies rather than speeding tickets.
Our thanks to WPR's Joe Schultz for bringing us that story about Rosendale, Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton.